this meeting to order. Do you need to do roll call first or second?
Commissioner Maxick.
Present.
What's that?
Commissioner Parra.
Here.
Commissioner Santoyo.
Here.
Chair Mendez.
Okay, we'll start with a flag salute. Nathan, you want to lead us with a flag salute?
Got it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so there is, I guess there's nobody here, but we do have agendas, so if anybody was here, we'd have them. We'll have to do comments from the public. Does the invisible man want to make a comment? I guess apparently not. Now, do we have any potential conflicts of interest on the board? I'll just say at one time, once upon a time, many years ago, I was on Zelda's board. Was key deal.
It's not a conflict.
Yes. Okay, then we'll go to consent matters. These are routine in nature and are usually approved by a single vote. Is there any member of the commission that would like to remove a consent agenda item? Hearing none. Okay.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Obviously, there's no public here. All in favor, so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Okay. So we'll move to the regular agenda, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Which is item six. This is, Madam Clerk, you want to read the item?
Item number six is Midpoint Report on Zalda number 801 Reclamation District.
Okay, you got the staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. This is the 6-month update for the remediation period necessitated by SB 938 and the dissolution of Zalda number 801 Reclamation District. During the first half of the 12-month remediation period, LAFCO staff mailed and emailed copies of Resolution MSR 2301 USOI 209 to the district's point of contact and the district's legal counsel, which contained conditions to remedy district deficiencies. District representatives are unknown. Staff has received neither contact nor correspondence from district representatives in reference to the deficiencies enumerated in the resolution. District has taken no corrective action to amend deficiencies. In light of these findings, LAFCO staff recommends the commission to 1, receive and file this information, 2, note that the district has not satisfied deficiencies, and 3, stay the course with SB 938. This concludes staff's presentation.
Okay, is there any comments from the commission?
Just a couple comments. I might have missed this in the report, but district, do they have any outstanding liabilities or assets?
They actually have money.
They do, yes. They have a reserve account, yes.
And just talk about, with the dissolution of that district, are those revenues, I'm sure, will be used to help pay for some of the proceedings that LAFCO has done. What does the remaining proceeds go to, if there are going to be any?
The plan of action is to have Kings River Conservation District to be the successor agency and to take over those funds, as well as the oil and mineral rights, as well as the property, and to maintain what they have currently been maintaining within Zalda.
That's kind of a unique deal. They have money not because of taxes. They actually had mineral rights and actually had active producing wells at one time. So that's how they had their money. And then, I don't know, KRCD's here. Part of one of the things that there is a interceptor drain line along the Kings River that is co-owned by Zelda, KRCD, and I think it was a lake interest, right, Dave? Yeah, and hopefully KRCD will be able to use this for maintenance of that interceptor line.
Excellent, thank you.
You got any comments, Dave, since you're the only public here?
Well, my timing was impeccable. I was meeting to get here. So
okay. And have been. Okay, so this is an informational item, so no action is needed. So we'll go to the executive officer.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Just some quick notes here. Upcoming October meeting, we don't have any items slated for the agenda, so we're going to go ahead and skip that one, and we'll see you back here in November. You all have your July financials in front of you. If any questions now or later, feel free to let me know. Amanda will be reaching out to the chief of staffs for the W-9 documents to be filled out so we can get that going. Sent out an email last week regarding a meeting with a Southeast property owner residents. The long and the short of it is we will keep the commission updated. It's still a little premature to do any sort of workshop since it's still in the city process. So if and when we get a word of annexation coming to LAFCO, early on we'll likely have a workshop just to get the current status update and get you guys up to speed on where we stand with that. I did process one extension of service for SKF, just a single residential connection just outside the Selma city limits and outside SKF boundaries, but within both of their SOIs. So we're able to get that connection going for that residence there. They're well.
Quick question, when it comes to the extraterritorial agreement, mm-hmm. So as long as it's in the sphere of influence and you have the jurisdiction, in this case the entity that's providing sewer, as long as they're in agreement and the property owner's in agreement, then LAFCO just facilitates approving it for our records.
Yeah, and typically we include a condition that basically requires a property owner to not protest any future annexation. It makes it a little bit easier for our process.
Thank you.
And just to clarify, if it's outside the sphere, then there has to be a finding that it's necessary for the health and safety of the public, which is a tough stand. It's a tough finding to make, but when it's in the sphere, it's a lot easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It obviously doesn't come to us. It can just be done administratively.
Well, that's a good question. When it's within the sphere, you took action many years ago to delegate that to the executive officer. You used to do that, believe it or not. It would cause a lot of confusion. With respect to ones outside the sphere, I can't remember if the delegation is
that's still under EO's discretion.
Okay.
There is that one extra hurdle to cross, and if there are issues, we can certainly bring it to the commission. But generally, it's at the EO's level, and if there are any issues, they can appeal to the full commission.
Pretty rare, though, when that happens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very
good. Allocations begin to come in. On the 19th, we'll be sending out notices to any cities that are remaining. If we still have any when we come back in November, we'll come with an item to request your permission to track down those funds. And then lastly, with those allocations coming in, we were able to set up the new account for higher yield savings. So now the allocations will be there to start boosting up our savings account for us. So that'll be nice. 4.3, I believe.
So we went from like 1% to 4.3?
Ooh, barely over 1%, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
So
that's real money, a couple $100,000. That could be like $6,000 mm-hmm. extra.
Yeah. Good. Little by little, yeah. That's all I had for you gentlemen this afternoon. Any questions?
So that's the last item, I take it, right?
It is.
So we'll entertain a motion to
For commissioner and comments and reports.
Okay, sorry. I didn't think anybody was too chatty here.
I have none.
Yeah. Yep. Just on a side note on that Zelda deal, we ended up taking that. There was several paths to get here, and I think KRCD's legal counsel kind of wanted to pick this path because you can always, the county can appoint members to the board. The board can, new board can basically do it too, but they felt that it was, this was an easier fix. So that's just some useless trivia on an item we're working on.
One quick question. Do we have any money with the county's treasury pool at all? I don't know if we have a partnership with the county. The only reason I ask is if we're getting 4.3% interest on our money, and it, I think we don't have more than, right now in one account, more than $250,000, roughly, just to make sure that we're FDIC insured. I would want to make sure that we have, maybe open up a second account if we're ever going to exceed that, but 4.3% interest is fantastic.
Yes, yes. Basically establishing that relationship, we can open as many separate accounts as needed to make sure we are under that. We'll still maintain current accounts locally as well, just for day-to-day fund needs. So there's definitely be enough accounts to make sure we're well under that limit, but still maximize our savings.
So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved? No.
I'll second it.
All in favor, someone say an aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We're done.
Excellent.
That was easy.
Yeah.